from the Arden Theater in St. Albert, which is a little beyond spitting distance from Edmonton. Believe us, people who live here have tried. It's the Irrelevant Show!
Do you want to know a secret?
Asajj.
Do you want to smell like you know something you shouldn't know?
Asajj.
Are you ready for the aroma you've always suspected but could never prove?
Asajj.
Pablo Dentistry presents Asajj, the cologne inspired by the man who brought you WikiLeaks. Spray it on like it is a cloud of shame that comes from the public release of hitherto unreleased top secret documents.
Asajj.
It will hack your senses.
Asajj.
An aroma without borders. A smell without a state.
Asajj.
Asajj. From Pablo Dentistry, the cologne for men who aren't afraid to share. We promise we won't smell.
Okay, there you go. And those books are due back in 3 weeks.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Next, please.
Hey.
Hello. Welcome to Collingwood Library. How can I help you?
All right, just be cool. This is a robbery. Any of you freaking move and I'll...
Shh, shh, shh. And I'll shoot every last one of you.
I'm sorry, you're robbing a library?
Yeah, this is a holdup. All right, is that a problem?
Well, we haven't collected much in late fees today, so the money isn't great right now. Let me see.
Oh, nice try. What do you think I am, an idiot?
Shh, shh, shh. I want you to take this bag and fill it up with books and some of those new release DVDs. You know, in fact, nothing but bestsellers.
Sure. You know that if you had a library card, you could just borrow these, right?
What?
If you had a library card, you could just take these out and then bring them back after.
What? Is that new?
Not really, no.
Wow.
And this way, you don't have them cluttering up your bookshelf when you're done.
Yeah, I almost never reread books, right?
Right. And you don't go to prison as much this way.
Yeah, well, also a good point. Can we start again?
Sure.
Oh, great. Okay.
I'd like to apply for a card and take out that book.
Sure. Oh, this book is actually on hold?
What? Oh, well, I guess I'll have to wait until the other person reads it.
Other people.
Well, how many people are ahead of me?
Let's see. Song of Fire and Ice. 576.
Well, wait, so how long will I have to wait in actual time?
About 10 years.
Wait, if I went to jail for this, I'd be out in like 3.
Actually, probably just get parole.
Well, we're back to this being a holdup. Now hurry, and don't look at me. I'm a desperate and very dangerous man.
I'm a very dangerous man.
This season on The Irrelevant Show, we've been hearing a lot of wisdom from football coach... Head football coach, Coach Carlson.
Yeah, 7-1. We're gunning for you, Walter Murray.
So we've invited our listeners to write in and ask Coach Carlson your questions about life. We're going to answer some of those questions now. Actual questions from actual Irrelevant Show listeners in a special segment we call Ask Coach Carlson.
Oh boy, there we go, eh?
You can see!
All right, okay, let's do this then there.
Okay, our first question comes from our Facebook wall. It was posted by Khalid Joseph. Khalid asks, can you explain the political system?
Oh, yeah. Good old Parliament there.
Mm-hmm. Can you explain it?
Sure there. The Parliament there. Okay, it's like when you see cricket on TV, eh? Eh? You know, at first you're like, okay, it's kind of like baseball, I can get into this, right? But then after a while you're like, why am I paying for this channel? Are we good, Khalid? All right, give me 20 laps, let's hit them showers, sir. Okay.
Our next question came in an email from Jay Collier of Topsham, Maine. Jay asks, Coach Carlson, can you explain what's in hot dogs?
Okay. Hot dogs, eh? All right. I'll tell you what's in a hot dog. Teamwork. We can learn a lot from hot dogs because, like a hot dog, it takes all sorts to make a team, eh? All different backgrounds, body parts, and species, even. If you're on my team, I don't care if you're made of lips, snouts, or even the bung there. Right? Or even if you're blood-soaked sawdust, I don't care. Separately, you are a bunch of disgusting cast-offs. But together, you're a delicious team. So, gentlemen, let's go out there and be a hot dog, a championship team in your mouth. Now, what do you say? Let's go and win this thing. Okay. Great question, Jay.
This has been Ask Coach Carlson. We'll post more questions and answers on our website, cbc.ca/irrelevantshow.
You're listening to The Irrelevant Show on CBC Radio 1 and Sirius XM, coming to you today from the Arden Theatre in St. Albert, Alberta.
For free podcasts of The Irrelevant Show, either individual sketches or whole episodes, go to iTunes or our website, cbc.ca/irrelevantshow.
And if you have a comment about the show, we'd love to hear from you. Send us an email. Our address is irrelevant@cbc.ca.
Today's episode of The Irrelevant Show is brought to you by those weird Amishy beards that just cover the guy's chin, but don't go up and cover his lip or do that up and down goatee thing, just that weird strip of hair running right along his jawline. Those, they're cool. Now, Weird Amishy Beards, proud sponsors of today's episode of The Irrelevant Show.
And now, please welcome today's musical guests, Kieran Martin Murphy and Jan Randall.
Good evening, all, and greetings. Welcome to the annual meeting, the Homebrewers Guild of Westlock, epic night of drink and song. So, brewmasters, I forgot to welcome Lori, our very first brew mistress. Oh, that came out wrong. Not a foodie, don't be nervous. We've paired the beers with the hors d'oeuvres. We'll eat and drink like Vikings. We'll rock till almost 8. We'll speak of sparging and dry hopping. Once we start, there'll be no stopping. So drop your inhibitions, cut loose and celebrate. Let's raise a glass.
Raise a glass.
Life is short, so drink it up. Then spit it in a plastic cup. Cleanse your palate, rest a while. Then raise a glass.
Raise a glass.
Heave this cream ale down your throat. It's got a lovely floral note of chamomile. Tonight, with senses reeling, we'll share that godlike feeling. We'll sit and drink our nectar like the gods of ancient Rome. And once the evening passes, just please rinse out your glasses. Their expensive pewter and Jeff's wife will soon be home. So raise a glass!
Raise a glass!
Knowing that no harm will scare a man who blends in caramel like the heroes in this room. Oh, raise a glass!
Raise a glass!
Yes, we've done it all and seen all. Ooh, there's just a tinge of phenol and a tiny hint of prune. Real men brew barley wine. Oh, and women, sorry, Laurie. We're not like all those sheep who buy their six packs at the store. We'll howl like the Furies. To hell with the big breweries. If a batch is too phenolic, we'll just laugh and make some more. Oh, let's raise a glass. Who wants to wait in line and order when you can brew your own brown porter? Make it more opaque than clear. Oh, raise a glass.
Raise a glass.
Any fool can fight Godzilla. It takes guts to add vanilla or molasses to your beer. Well, raise a glass.
Raise a glass.
We will feel no trepidation. We do not fear oxidation or acetaldehyde. Oh, raise a glass.
Raise a glass.
We feel really alive. Oh, hey guys, it's 7:55. The meeting's almost over. Laurie, can I catch a ride?
Ah, this country's rugged charms surpass even your description, Clarence.
These hills are only the beginning, Preston. Another half day's travel and we'll have breathtaking vistas.
Halt!
Oh, dear.
Whoa! Whoa!
Who dares cross my bridge?
Clarence?
Do not worry, my friend. This is a troll. Just follow my lead. We stand ready, troll.
Yeah, well, you're ready for me to eat your bones. You shall not pass.
He's going to ask us a riddle. It's always a trick question. Do not worry. I'm terrific at riddles. Troll, ask me thy riddle and let us proceed.
Where'd you get that sword? It's stupid.
All right. All right, let me think. Where did you get that sword? It's stupid. Stupid means dumb. And they that are dumb never speak. A sword that never speaks has no word. Sword without word leaves the letter S. The letter S.
Well done, Clarence. Brilliant.
The letter S?
The letter S. We have answered thy riddle, troll. Now let us pass.
You're weird and you're also fat.
What?
You're a fat weirdo and you look weird and fat.
Another riddle? But I have satisfied your condition. You must let us pass.
Meh, 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 you must let us pass. Epic fail.
I do not understand. What manner of troll are you?
Look, I did a drawing of you and how fat you look. You are very fat indeed.
How dare you? I am the Lord Clarence, Duke of East Umbria. I am a man of royal birth.
A man of royal girth?
What?
Burn!
He did burneth you, my friend. Look at his glee.
Your mother is, shall we say, accommodating?
Oh!
Yes. I have seen such trolls. They often write on my wall at home. Ignore his taunts. Do not rise to them.
As to thy lineage...
Now ride on and ignore. Ride on and ignore.
You are a greasy waster.
Block.
Block. Your clothing is as cheap as...
Unfollow.
Unfollow.
You're... God damn it.
Randy, your meal of grubs and moss is ready.
Mom, I'm in the middle of something.
My bridge, my rules. Now get in here.
Yeah, all right, Mom.
And now, once again, Irrelevant Show listeners pose their vexing life questions to head football coach, Coach Carlson, on Ask Coach Carlson.
Okay. Give me a C! C!
All right, fourth quarter, baby, gut check! Okay.
Our next listener question comes from P. Randall, who left this question on our website, cbc.ca/irrelevantshow. P. Randall's question, and many people asked this, is, can Coach Carlson please explain the birds and the bees?
Okay. I can do this. I got this one. Okay. You see, sometimes when the bird or the bee reaches the middle part of their bird or bee life, they get this fluttery feeling, you know? Hey, it's like when you're watching Haley Wickenheiser play hockey, right? Remember that Olympic final? Oh, that seems like only yesterday to me. And you're like, you know, you see Haley Wickenheiser play, and you're like, oh boy, you know? She is perfection, you know? Smooth skater, quads for days, beautiful puck sense, right? And you could almost get a glimpse of what your life would be like as Mr. Haley Wickenheiser. You know, sometimes I like to picture the Wickenheiser household. Yes, yes, I would take her last name. I'm there in my study, you know, drawing up plays for the big city quarterfinal. Haley Wickenheiser comes home from hockey practice there, and, oh, she comes in still a bit sweaty, but I don't mind. And Haley Wickenheiser comes up behind me and wraps her big, strong arms around me. Ask me how my day was, you know. And we'd go down into the basement and hit the weights. I'd lift some weights and she would spot me. Then we'd throw a few extra plates on there and I would spot her. The whole house would smell like rubber mats and sweat, just real nice and homey, traditional-like. She'd call me Coach. Come over to Coach and Haley Wickenheiser's house. Oh, and every year we'd do a cute Christmas card, and she'd be there with her Rudolph hat on, and oh, God, I would kill for a woman that had core strength like that. Sorry, what was the question again?
Hi, everyone. Welcome to City College's Travel Lectures. I'm your guide, Jacob Craddock. This DVD will take you on an audio and video tour of Paris and teach you the secrets of living like a true Parisian. This is my Paris. First of all, don't be embarrassed if some of this is new to you. I remember when I first arrived in Paris, I was all skinny jeans, tailored shirts, and Italian leather shoes. Ugh, quel douche. But then, I went to the cultural heart of Paris, the Eiffel Tower, the Louvre, and other places. And I quickly learned that all the cool Parisians wear tilly hats, cargo shorts, and Ohio State football shirts. Mark my words, socks and sandals are huge in trendy Europe. And the real trendsetters carry a Rick Steves travel guide. One of the things that sets Paris apart is its cuisine. Come with me as we visit a trendy restaurant, or as the French say, restaurant. Bonjour, hello.
Fermé, fermé, fermé.
Oui, fermé is my nickname in Paris. All my favorite late-night cafes call me that. Now join me in my favorite breakfast spot as I order a coffee in Paris. Bonjour.
Hey, what can I get you?
Listen, I have no idea what you just said. I will have a coffee, please.
Cafe?
And that happens to me all the time. They mistake me for a wealthy American who wants to buy the whole cafe. I sure have a ton of laughs over here. Another thing about food, people don't really eat in France. A meal here is just a little piece of cheese on a slab of wood with a grape. You know how in America people are full of food? Well, in France, people are full of life. I've lost a shocking amount of weight. This tour has only scratched the surface of my Paris. Basically, it's chaos, and I'm just giving you a sip of it. You're gonna walk around and people are going to hate you. You will look at the signs, not know where you are or what people are talking about. It's gonna be the best! So put on your French seatbelt and tighten up your French chin strap, because you're gonna be so hungry and lost.
It's one of the most joyous moments in Canadian sports.
Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for the air.
Canada's junior hockey team, loudly and tunelessly singing Oh Canada after they've won a gold medal. Now you can relive that feeling year-round with a brand new album.
I will remember you. Will you remember me?
Irrelevant Records presents Canada's junior hockey team sings the Canadian classics.
Paper dice, put up a parking lot.
From Joni Mitchell to Anne Murray.
Beneath this snowy mantle, cold and clean.
To Celine Dion.
Near, far, wherever you are.
Order now and you'll get a bonus CD. Canada's junior hockey team sings today's hot hits.
I came in like a wrecking ball.
You'll dance the night away with Canada's juniors.
We're up all night to the sun. We're up all night to get some. We're up all night for good fun. We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky.
Canada's junior hockey team shouts your favorite songs. Order now.
Woo!
Been listening to The Irrelevant Show, starring
Leona Browson,
Neil Gron,
Mark Meir,
Jana O'Connor,
and Donovan Workin.
Live music by Kieran Martin Murphy and musical director Jan Randall. Live sound effects by Dave Clark.
Sketches were written by Jacob Bannigan, Peter Brown, Chris Craddock, Diana Francis, Mark Meir, Niall Sagan, with Peter Carlone, Sam Mullins, and Chris Wilson. And head writer, Neil Gron.
The show is recorded by Corey Haberstock and edited by Ray Buxton. The Irrelevant Show was produced and directed by Peter Brown and recorded before a live audience at the Arden Theatre in St. Albert, Alberta.
Attention Edmonton listeners! We are just a few weeks from the first Irrelevant Show recording of the new season. It's Saturday, September 19th at Moutard Hall in Edmonton. That's at McEwen University's School of Continuing Education, the old Alberta College building overlooking the River Valley. Tickets are limited, so get yours early at Ticks on the Square or cbc.ca/irrelevantshow. Our website also has information about upcoming recordings in St. Albert, Sherwood Park, and our Kelowna show in March. Kelowna! Next Thursday on The Irrelevant Show, an audience at a rock concert screams for one more song, and then...
Thank you, Moncton! All right, this has been an awesome night, and since you guys have been so fantastic, we're going to do a few more tunes. What do you think of that?
We said one! We said one! We said one!
Okay, so you only want us to play one more song?
One will be fine! One will be fine! One will be fine!
Oh, man, okay, because we had this whole thing planned, you know? We were going to really bring it home with three of our biggest hits, you know?
No thanks for good! No thanks for good! No thanks for good!
That's next Thursday on The Irrelevant Show.